This is VOA News via remote.
I'm Laurel Bowman.
Russia said on Saturday that the accelerated deployment of modernized U.S. B-61 tactical nuclear weapons at NATO bases in Europe would lower the nuclear threshold and that Russia would take the move into account in its military planning. Russia's invasion of Ukraine has triggered the gravest confrontation between Moscow and the West since the 1962 Cuban Missile Crisis, when the two Cold War superpowers came closest to nuclear war. The head of Iran's powerful Revolutionary Guards warned protesters that Saturday would be their last day of taking to the streets, in a sign that security forces may intensify their fierce crackdown on unrest sweeping the country. Iran has been gripped by protests since the death of 22-year-old Kurdish woman Mahsa Amini in the custody of morality police last month, posing one of the boldest challenges to the clerical leadership since the 1979 revolution. Philippines President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. on Saturday ordered urgent aid distribution in a southern province where landslides have been triggered by a tropical storm, which has killed roughly 50 people across the country so far. Heavy rains and strong winds pounded the capital, Manila, and surrounding areas for most of Saturday as the storm forced tens of thousands of people to leave their homes and disrupted peak holiday travel in much of the nation. A well-known Haitian politician was killed in an apparent gang attack in an affluent suburb of the capital, Port-au-Prince, Haitian media reported Saturday, amid a gang blockade of a fuel terminal that has created a humanitarian crisis. For more on these and other stories making news today, please visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Fighters from the M23 rebel group seized the town of Kiwanja in eastern Congo on Saturday, residents and a local official said, effectively cutting North Kivu's capital, Goma, off from the upper half of the province. Three people living in Kiwanja told Reuters that droves of fighters had entered the town without resistance after a short spat of gunfire. Kivu Security Tracker, which maps violence in eastern Congo, tweeted that shots were fired in town early Saturday morning. A man who clubbed U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's husband over the head with a hammer, shouting, "Where is Nancy?" Well, he faces charges of attempted murder and other felonies a day after the violent break-in at the couple's San Francisco home. Police initially declined to offer a motive for Friday's attack on Paul Pelosi, who is 82, and who, according to his wife's office, underwent surgery for a skull fracture and injury to his right arm and hands, though doctors do expect a full recovery. Britain is prioritizing reaching a free trade agreement with India, its foreign minister said Saturday in his first visit to the country. James Cleverly said after a meeting with his Indian counterpart in New Delhi that ties between the two countries would improve further under Rishi Sunak, who this week became Britain's first prime minister with Indian roots. In what is believed to be a world first, China's commercial capital of Shanghai this week introduced a new type of COVID-19 vaccine that is inhaled rather than administered via injection. Chinese regulators approved the vaccine for use as a booster in September. It was produced by the Chinese pharmaceutical firm CanSino Biologics. And Shanghai Disneyland will operate at reduced capacity starting Saturday to comply with COVID-19 measures. The resort said this in a statement, in another sign of tightening curbs across China as it seeks to contain the spread of coronavirus infections. And former U.S. President Donald Trump's daughter Ivanka has accepted a Czech state award honoring her late mother Ivana, who immigrated to the United States in the 1970s but kept close ties to her native country. Czech President Miloš Zeman honored Ivana Trump, who died at age 73 in July, along with a number of others, including Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. Reporting via remote, I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.